And opening to our experience in terms of the five aggregates, as is suggested in the fourth foundation of mindfulness for that section of the sutta. It can be helpful to do a little bit of investigation, especially at the beginning, to familiarize ourselves with these strands of our experience, a strand of body, feeling, perception, mental formation, consciousness. This morning, reflecting on investigation around feeling and some particularly useful times to bring in that investigation. If there's reactivity, can be useful to bring in the investigation to explore not only the feeling tone of the desire or aversion itself, but also to begin to be curious about what it is. What is the experience that desire or aversion is responding to? Desire is usually responding to the pleasantness of some experience, aversion responding to the unpleasantness of some experience. We could say reacting rather than responding there, reacting to the unpleasantness of some experience. But that's one time it can be useful to bring in the investigation around feeling tone. A second one I mentioned, and there are others, but two kind of particularly useful places. Another is the times when the mind feels very settled, and it almost can feel like the mind is just like drifting in a pleasant state, not really clearly aware of it. Sometimes connecting with the pleasantness of that experience can be a way to have the mindfulness be much more in touch with that experience. And a word about investigation itself. If in exploring, investigating these aggregates or anything in experience of bringing in an investigative quality of mind, and in this practice often it's brought in through the use of questions, not a searching for, not an investigation in terms of can I figure something out, but maybe more a sense of investigation in terms of inclining the mind, maybe just as simple as what else is here. That's a form of investigation. Not looking for anything in particular, but just opening to something else might be present. What might be here? And so it kind of sparks a curiosity in the mind. And then we let the mind do the investigation. We let the mind do that work, that interest maybe is a word that can be used here. Let the mind be interested in what's here. And so with feeling tone, we could also just drop in the question, what's the feeling tone here? We might set an intention, and in a way, investigation in this practice is more about intention, kind of connecting to a direction. So it might be at the beginning of a day or at the beginning of a sitting, we might just bring to mind, maybe the mind could observe feeling tone in this sitting. Or maybe there's something to learn about feeling tone in this sitting. And then you just let go of that in terms of like a doing and just relax and receive experience. That initial orientation may create conditions for the mind to notice different things or different experiences around feeling tone, whatever orientation you've chosen for the investigation. That's one way we could explore investigation. It's just kind of setting an intention, but then just doing the practice, the simplicity of relax, recognize awareness, receive experience, checking the relationship from time to time. Another way investigation might happen is more organically. It's like the mind can start to investigate. This might happen in a way. So this morning I offered these reflections and mentioned when reactivity is happening, this can be a useful time to explore feeling tone. So this is a condition. I've offered this teaching in the hall. Maybe you kind of forget about it as you go about your day, and then you're sitting at some point and there's a frustration that arises in the sitting. And the mind recognizes it. Maybe the mind recognizes, oh, reactivity, there's some frustration here. And the mind, recognizing it as reactivity, remembers this instruction. It's not that you're trying to do something or trying to remember anything. It just happens. Our minds naturally associate. And so the mind can remember that. And then it might naturally, oh, maybe feeling tone can be seen. And just that thought of remembering that, having the memory of that, me saying this in the hall, might create the conditions for the mind to start noticing it. And so this whole process of investigation and the orientation can also be conditioned. So sometimes we don't even have to do it. It just happens. And then what I would say about this too is that in investigation, if it feels like there's any tension, tightness, pushing, struggle, what is here? Kind of a have to figure this out, have to see this in terms of that. Any have to or should kind of experience in the investigation, let it go. Notice the suffering of that tension and let go of the doing of investigation there. And then just kind of, that has been what's happening, that kind of tension. And there was likely going to be some lingering ripples of the tension there. And so just, okay, right. Let go of that and just, maybe we can feel the tension begin to settle, release, because we're not doing that kind of looking and figuring. And I would say in this practice, the relaxed, receptive awareness, the quality of relaxed attention is primary. If there's any kind of engagement in a doing that creates attention, even if it feels like, oh, this is what I was told to do, I'm supposed to investigate. It's like, if that's creating tension, let it go. And yet at times, there can be more of a sense of, huh, I wonder about feeling tone. And it feels more spacious and more open, more curious, interested. And so noticing that, you know, in a way, we're noticing the feeling tone around investigation here. Does it have this quality of spacious, easeful, or tense and tight? Tense and tightness around investigation generally means there's some kind of greed or aversion at work. And so, just stepping back from that. Diana, do you want to add anything?
Maybe I'll share that I discovered something that supports this quality of a gentle exploration, simple investigation rather than the digging, trying to find out. And also rather than a maybe more tight type of looking, is this attitude, this sense of a willingness to be surprised. Instead of this idea of, yeah, I've seen this before, or I'm supposed to, everybody talks about you see this when you see that, but instead have this openness, this willingness to be surprised. It's kind of another way of saying curiosity. It's another way of saying being interested. So I'll offer that.